This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. A storm system moving into the area will bring heavy rain and strong wind. WBUR's meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us to talk about it. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Tell us what you've been tracking.
Well, we're tracking two weather systems here this morning. The first is a strong cold front moving in from the west. And this is a deep front caught in a very deep jet stream. The jet stream runs all the way from Canada down to Mexico. And that's highly unusual to see such a big dip in the jet stream this time of the year. The other thing we're tracking is a very unorganized tropical storm named Philippe, and that's moving just east of Florida. It's really not a factor in terms of the wind, but some of the precipitation from that, it may enhance our rainfall. So that's the thing we want to think about, why that's important and why that's playing into this weather system.
And how are these systems interacting with each other?
Well, the cold front in itself, even if Philippe didn't exist, is going to ignite a storm system off the coast of the Mid-Atlantic. That's going to move right through New England and then up into Canada. So even if Philippe didn't exist, this is going to be a big event. It's going to be a wind event. It's going to be a heavy rain event. But because Philippe is there, it may pull in a little bit of tropical moisture. It may also enhance some thunderstorm activity tonight. So think of it like, you know, you go to the store and you're buying some fish and the guy's got his thumb on the scale. That's Philippe. He's putting a little pressure on this thing and may make it just a little more intense than it would have been otherwise.
Right. Okay. Timing. You have said that the weather will begin sort of turning this afternoon. So what are the specifics? When will it start? How long it'll last? When will it be the worst?
Right. So we're looking at shower activity already showing up on radar down towards the southern portion of New England. And some of those light showers could move into the area almost any time after 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. But the bulk of this does arrive overnight tonight. And that's when we're going to see a period of very intense rain and perhaps very intense wind. And the winds are the thing that are also going to be problematic because it could be so intense and there's still some leaves on a lot of the trees that we could see power outages here. So I'm really telling folks, plan on power outages. Be surprised if you don't get them. But indeed, that's probably the biggest thing that we're going to be looking at in terms of effects from the system.
How strong do you expect the wind to be?
So there's a little bit of an unknown here because what we do know is that the winds at about 2,000 feet above us are going to be very intense here overnight, tonight, and tomorrow morning. The question is how much of that mixes down to the surface? So this is often the case during storms is that we have these low-level jet streams. They're jet streams that are only up at about 5,000 feet as opposed to the typical jet stream, which is up at 30,000 feet. And low-level jets are not uncommon. They occur all the time. But because this low-level jet's going right over us overnight tonight, some of the models are bringing some of that wind, which is 30 to 40 to 50, even above 50 knot wind, down to the surface. And that's why you're hearing all this talk about the strong wind. Sometimes it doesn't mix down quite as much as we think, but there's definitely a possibility for these extreme winds overnight tonight. And then once the storm moves by tomorrow, we'll get very strong winds from the other direction. So we're in a wind situation here from tonight all the way through much of tomorrow, which is why we have that wind advisory and high wind warning up for southern New England.
And how much rain are you expecting?
So rainfall right now looks like it'll be on the order of 1 to 3 inches. There's going to be two rainfall maximums. One of them is going to be over western New England and out through New York State. So the Berkshires, perhaps out to the Pioneer Valley near Springfield, and then out through Albany and up into Vermont. There'll be a second maximum because of Philippe over eastern Massachusetts. Now, the question is that over Cape Cod and the islands, or does it get into the Boston area and up through the 128-495 belt? That's a little bit of a question mark, but you can bank on those two maximums, somewhere in eastern Massachusetts and somewhere over western Massachusetts and eastern New York State. There, rainfall could be 4 to 5 inches in places. And because we just saw quite a bit of rain, that's another reason for the flash flood watches and flood warnings and all of that are up here this morning and will be up this afternoon and overnight tonight.
This approaching storm is spookily close to Halloween. Tuesday's trick-or-treaters and their parents want to know what to expect.
When we get towards Monday night, it's clear. Temperatures down in the 40s. For Tuesday, just a gorgeous day, upper 50s, light winds, maybe a few gusts, but pretty much not nearly what we're going to see. And Tuesday night, temperatures around dark will be down in the upper 40s to around 50. By the time you get up Wednesday morning and no one's trick-or-treating by then, it will be about 35 to 40 degrees across the area.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. This is 90.9 WBUR.